From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The state of California is suing a health insurance company that the state attorney general claims is a sham health insurance company. The state says the Ilera company and the Moses family are operating it as a health care sharing ministry and that they've illegally denied member benefits while retaining as much as 84% of the payments made to them. The lawsuit alleges the company routinely denies claims and spends just 16 cents of every dollar in premiums on health care expenses. California gun owners starting today are going to get a second chance to register and keep the firearms that are now ruled as illegal under the state's newly defined assault weapons ban. The registration period is for those who legally bought the so-called bullet button assault weapons. Those guns allow users to rapidly exchange ammo magazines by using a small tool or the tip of a bullet. California lawmakers had outlawed them with that feature back in 2016, but those who bought them before the law took effect were still allowed to own them, as long as they got them registered. The human remains found by construction crews in Redding a month ago at the new Redding Costco site have been identified now. Sheriff's office says those skeletal remains were those of 44-year-old Nathaniel Kyle Lacey of Redding. He had been last seen in 2014 at a nearby gas station. The case still under investigation by Redding police and the Shasta County Coroner's Office. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. On Tuesday night, officers with Eureka Police responded to a cigarette store on the 2700 block of Broadway for the report of an armed robbery that had happened. Based on the investigation, it was determined that a man entered the business, removed a shotgun from under his jacket, and kept it in a low-ready position while making demands of the employee. The suspect demanding cash, cigarettes, and the clerk's wallet. He escaped on foot and remains at large. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.